13b. Profile of an entrepreneur. Listen to Anna talking about their company and the advice she offers to young entrepreneurs. While listening, fill in the missing words in the text. Company profile. Razzmatazz is a dance studio for basically everyone who loves dancing. Dance classes, workshops, private lessons and competition groups are offered from beginners to advanced level. The company was officially registered in 2009, but it's been functioning as a dance association since 2002. Razzmatazz is owned by two female entrepreneurs, Enya Mörsky and Anna Kulusa, who have always loved dancing. How did it all start?
Enya was teaching dancing at an adult education center, which also offered classes for children. I was 11 when I joined her class. When Enya went to Switzerland for an exchange year, I kept on practicing in Tampere, occasionally teaching as well. As soon as Enya returned, she started teaching a competition group that went on to dance at the nationals. This was one of the first show dance groups to compete in Tampere. Word spread and we found ourselves teaching more and more groups of young people who were keen to start dancing. At this point in time, we were renting school gyms for our classes. As an association, we already had a number of students, and we promised ourselves that once we found a suitable place for our own studio, we'll register the association as a business. In the meantime, we took a course on entrepreneurship. One day, a salsa studio in the center of Tampere called to say that they were moving out. We finally had our own studio and dance company Razzmatazz was born. At the time, there were only a few dance studios in Tampere offering the type of dance classes we did. So there was not much competition, which helped. And our competition groups have had some success in nationals, which was good advertising for us.
Growth and expansion.
In the beginning, there were only two teachers, but now there are about 20. Most of them teach part-time, since they are still students. But there are also a few full-time teachers. Last year, we moved to a bigger studio. Things are going well.